AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The Senate returns later today to resume discussions and voting on President Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. The outcome from a weekend of work in the Senate remains uncertain as GOP senators push to meet the president's July 4th deadline for passage of the package. The president tells Fox News Sunday he's not certain that will happen.
I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you that. I hate to say yes. I'd like to say yes, but the problem is if we're 2 days late or 5 days late, everybody says, oh, he had a tremendous failure. Whatever it is, as long as we have it. It's very important.
GOP Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina says he won't seek re-election after Trump badgered him for saying he could not vote for the bill with its steep Medicaid cuts. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says trade talks with the U.S. will resume.
Canada and the U.S. are in trade talks earlier this month at the G7 summit in Canada. Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, set a 30-day deadline to reach a deal, to put pressure to get a deal done so that Canada would avoid tariffs. There was a digital tax against big tech companies set to be implemented in Canada on Amazon, Google, Facebook, etc. Trump got wind of this, so he posted on his social media that he's ended all trade talks with Canada. Carney, in response, said Canada will remove the digital services tax on American big tech companies, part of a larger renegotiation of trade talks in an effort to get rid of tariffs on Canadian goods.
Investigators see a man armed with a rifle started a wildfire Sunday and then began shooting at first responders in a northern Idaho mountain community, killing two firefighters and badly wounding a third. The suspect's body was later found. Jurors are set to start deliberating in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking case later this morning. This is AP News. A former first-round pick in the NBA is the target of a federal sports gambling investigation.
NBA free agent Malik Beasley is under investigation by the U.S. District Attorney's Office regarding gambling allegations tied to league games, a person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press. A statement from NBA spokesman Mike Bass to the AP and other outlets on Sunday read, quote, "We are cooperating with the federal prosecutor's investigation." The probe into the 28-year-old Beasley comes 14 months after the NBA banned Toronto's Jonte Porter, who was linked to a prop bet investigation and eventually pleaded guilty to committing wire fraud. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
World shares have started the week mixed as U.S. stocks closed at an all-time high after recovering from their earlier plunge due to the Trump administration's trade policies. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.